Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. It has been said, to the victor goes the spoils. And what that means is that there is something valuable or something desirable gained through special efforts or for a favor. In other words, you got to work for what God wants you to get. If God has called you to do something, he wants to see you step out and do something. He can give it to you. But he expects you sometime to step out on faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You will never realize your potential until you step out on faith. You will never get what God has until you step out on faith. If you desire to stay where you are, you will only get what you have. If you desire to stay in the place where you are, you will never have what God has in store. But if you have faith, you can move mountains. God ain't gonna move until you decide to move. The blessings is in our faith and our commitment and our dedication to him. So let me run on, lest I hold you too long. We're told how Jesus' reputation preceded him. Not man, not all of the things that we ascribe to, but his reputation preceded him. For all over the country, people came to the Passover feast. Many sought out Jesus, and they also sought out Lazarus as well. Because it was this man called Lazarus who had been restored back to life. You know, he died. And so Jesus just waited, tarried a while, to make sure he was good and dead before he came back. Because he did love Lazarus. Lazarus was a close friend, and you ought to have some close friends that's willing to walk with you sometime. You ought to have some close friends that will stand with you sometime. In the heat of the battle, not walk away from you, but stand fortified with you. You ought to have some close friends who said, I'm there with you. Whatever you're going through, you ought to have somebody close to you. My brothers and sisters, Lazarus had been restored back to life, and because of that, there were many Jews who believed in Jesus. But we are also told how the chief priests planned to kill Jesus and to kill Lazarus as well. There's an enemy out there. His objective is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. His objective is to stop. His objective is to step on you. His objective is to hinder everything that you try to do. There's a thief out there. Because of the large crowds attending the Passover feast, their plans were altered. There were many people who followed Jesus for who he was. Others followed him for what they could get. And still others so they could report on the things Jesus had done. Have you heard that lately? In verses 9 through 11, we are told that Jesus was a controversial person. Any controversial person, you know, Jesus was controversial. And because the Sadducees and the Pharisees did not understand his teaching, it was impossible for him to come into Jerusalem and remain unnoticed. See, when you are unusual, Dwayne, and when you have a message that is so profound, people won't quite get it. And they will rally around to try to hinder and stop what's going on. Here were the Pharisees and the Sadducees trying to hinder what the Lord was trying to do. So Jesus entered into the world and to his people. The scripture tells us that the King of Peace was rejected. So in John 1 and 11, it states that Jesus came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Not everybody will be called a son of God. The Jewish people should have recognized who Jesus was. For the Jewish historical account of the Messiah was foretold through the prophets. Zechariah 9:9 tells us, your king would enter the city riding on a donkey that was never ridden. The first thing what to look for and where they would find a coat. And this coat was spoken by Zechariah that he, the Messiah, would ride as he would enter Jerusalem. When we think about this, Jesus shared with his disciples what to look for and where they would find him. And he's sharing with you what to look for in order to find them. Secondly, we see Jesus enter Jerusalem at the exact time that the Messiah would come. Daniel 9:25. I need to put a pin there because we need to understand this. God divided the plan for Israel and the world into three periods of human history. The 49 years, the 490 years mentioned in verse 24 of Daniel are divided into three periods. Number one is the period of God's plan that is seven sevens, which equals 49 years. The starting point of this particular period was the decree to rebuild Jerusalem. And the end of the period is the complete of the capital city. The complete rebuilding of Jerusalem was to take 49 years, Dwayne. God was revealing to Daniel that the Jews would be set free from their Babylonian captivity and would return home to rebuild their nation and their capital, Jerusalem, and that it would take 49 years to do it. How long has it taken us? Because we hindered and we waited and we waited and we struggled and we... How long? Second period of God's plan was 7 plus 62 sevens, which equaled 483 years. The starting point for this second period was also the decree to rebuild Jerusalem, rebuild Jerusalem, rebuild Jerusalem. But the end of the period stretched all the way up to the coming of the Anointed One, Jesus Christ, in the year of 539 BCE, estimate, after uniting the Persian and the Medians kingdom under the rule of King Cyrus, subdued the Babylon's empire, And in 538 BCE, King Cyrus made a public declaration granting the Jews the right to return to Judah and rebuild the temple of Jerusalem. I didn't know why I was reading this, but now I know, Sister Heaster, the very thing we just talked about is the very thing God is talking to you about. And we say, how does he know? God is all-knowing. Gabriel said that two momentous events would take place at that time. The period would bring about the cutting off or the death of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. The third period in God's plan is 1-7, which equals 7 years. These 7 years are the 7 years of the great tribulation that is spoken of in the book of Revelation. These 7 years have not occurred yet, but they will come. The he mentioned in verse 27 is referred to the Antichrist, who would come and try to tear down what God was establishing. Jesus was fulfilling and completing the plan of salvation for you and I. Jesus was not the type of king or Messiah that the Jews or any modern day Christian expected to see. He was a humble servant. The Jews were seeking a conquering king who came to fight and destroy the power of Rome. And Jesus made it clear in his fulfillment of Zechariah's words and another prophecy that he, Jesus, was and is Israel's rightful king. We are told how Jesus coming into the city was celebrated, but his rule was rejected. His rules was rejected. What he had to say was rejected. They didn't want to listen. Jesus has given them everything that they need and everything that they want, but yet it was rejected. And that's why they wondered. 40 years, because they wasn't receiving the rules. Jesus, my brothers and sisters, came into the city. It was celebrated. For he was a rightful king, and a rightful king has the right to rule over his subject. And yet, there were obstacles that would hinder him from ruling. Jesus' humbleness and Jesus' meekness were part of the revealing of his mission. For Jesus did not come to Jerusalem to start a revolt. Jesus came into the world as a Lamb of God, according to John the Baptist, when he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God will come to take away the sins of the world." Jesus didn't come to make social, economic, or political reform. Jesus came to end man's rebellion against God's rule. So many rules we follow today ain't got nothing to do with God. It has to do with man. And the only way this could be accomplished, my brothers and sisters, was for Jesus to come and suffer and die in the sinners are our place. The problem the world has today is that the world doesn't like following God's rule. John 12:13 states, "On the next day, many people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches and palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, 'Hosanna, blessed is he.'"
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.